But a new program is placing undercover officers on that bus, kind of like air marshals on a plane. Local 2 investigator Joel Eisenbaum has much more now from on board a Metro bus.
Tens of thousands of people in Houston rely on these buses every day to get them where they're going safely. This new program is designed to maximize that safety, but does it come at a cost? We have covered a series of crimes over the years that have happened on Metro buses and at Metro bus stops. Sexual assaults are especially scary. Well, a new initiative called Bus Safe aims to make the Metro bus riding experience safer.
Today we announce that if you think you're going to be a bad actor on buses, get ready. You're going to have a short-lived time frame.
This is a national pilot program which puts undercover officers on Metro buses, sniffing out trouble before it happens. It's kind of akin to air marshals, but for buses.
I think it's a good idea. There's a lot of bad people riding the buses sometimes. We all need to be protected.
But that safety will apparently come somewhat at the expense of civil liberties. These officers will be able to search bags at random, and canines might be brought in. But you don't like the bag searches?
No, not at all. Because I carry like a lot of food, and people always ask me for my food.
The Bus Safe program is a collaboration between the Congresswoman, Metro, Precinct 7 Constables, and the TSA. In downtown, Joel Eisenbaum, KPRC, Local 2.